So with the progression, again, I know you're going to remember these numbers when we're done. 6.8 seconds is unconsciousness. Your brain cells are beginning to die. 15 seconds, I was wrong, loss of bladder control, 15 seconds. 30 seconds is loss of bowel. And oftentimes it's the, they won't admit to this piece of it. So if EMS is responding to the scene, they will have gone inside the house and changed their clothes because they're embarrassed. They don't want anyone to see that they peed or pooped on themselves. Okay, so they won't tell EMT that. You will have to ask these questions specifically and let them know that it does happen and it's okay. I just need to know if it happened. Did you wake up and your pants were wet? Yes or no? Okay, because that tells you something here on the lethal progression that we're in. The thing that I always ask too is I ask if they passed gas. Because a lot of them will do that and they won't have the bowel loose stool that's coming out. Okay. All right. So 1 to 2.5 minutes is death. There's not been any controlled studies with that. Thank goodness. But that's the estimated time. Going back to the prisoners at the prison in Minnesota. So the pressure was released once they had unconsciousness. They could see the progression, and that's where they came up with this timeline. So none of them died. However, there was repeated strangulations with these prisoners. Today, that would never get past our IRB.